Welcome back. The long-awaited return of the Mind of Monty podcast with your host, Monty G, and I, Mo. Hello.
Do we still call you that? Like, you haven't graduated to, like, the good doctor now or something?
No.
Dr. K-pop?
No.
Something like that? No. Well, yeah.
Let's leave that on the drafting table so far.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, we're back. Welcome to the Mind of Monty podcast. In its original form, I would like to say, I guess, a lot has changed, while at the same time, a lot has stayed the same. This is a new year. You guys haven't heard from me since the G1, and man, I have to apologize for that, you know, first and foremost. A lot of things came up, including having or continuing to raise my young daughter, who now at the time we have a resident of the podcast literally sitting right here as we speak, if I'm going to be able to get this done, she's going to probably be a part of a lot of these. So, yeah, I'm going to be working my tail off editing. And if I don't do a good job of editing, you guys will have been introduced to her before she's even ready to speak. But she's doing a good job so far, 2 minutes in. So let's go ahead. Let's get right into it. What do we have in store right off the bat? Should we what are we going into?
Well, first, as you alluded to, we are parents now.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. How are you adjusting?
That's exactly what it's been. It's been an adjustment. It's just been a lot of things differently. Mostly my sleep schedule. I think my biggest motivation for doing this podcast today was just waking up in a bad mood, and it doesn't really have anything to do with her. She's usually, and for some reason last night, she didn't sleep well. I think maybe it was a little hot. I don't know. Maybe that's what it was, because I had the heater on last night, but it's been freezing, so, you know, I didn't want her to be frozen. Was that what it was? Is she confirming?
Yeah, she's confirming that it was hot.
It was too hot? Here. Okay, well, yeah. So tonight we'll just all freeze our bits off, and then I have to rush and cut the heat on in the morning. I guess she prefers that idea. But anyway, yeah, man, it's been a major adjustment. A lot of things, just in general. At first, it was about putting this unnecessary pressure. I think around the time I was doing the G1 thing, I was just trying my best to just do whatever I could. I wanted to be Superman. Then I think what happens when you try to be Superman, you wear down. Or you try to be Superwoman, you wear down. So then it's like, okay, just going to do my best. And I'm just going to go with the flow, try to guide her along as best I can, and try to keep my health, try to keep my mental right. Because when I wake up in a rough mood, or when things are not ideal, sometimes that kind of directly relates to what happens on that day. That's what I mean. I think I've been doing a good job, because she's developing very fast. I don't want to take any credit for anything, because she's way too smart, and I know I haven't done anything in particular it's not because of me, guys. She spends a lot of time with me, so maybe I should take more credit, but, you know, no, she's a genius, and I can't take any credit for that. What about you?
I guess same. It's like when you think you got everything figured out, she develops something new, and you have to start over from square one. And I'm tired all the time.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. I think that's again, and I try to say balance. I feel like if certain things were different, which they aren't, so there's no point in really trying to dwell on them. But if they were different, maybe this could be a little bit easier. But at the same time, it's like, as a parent, how can I complain when I know it's other parents who have less time, less money, less whatever it is, who make do and get the job done. And that's the thing about being a parent, is like you have a hard time coming to grips or talking about the problem that you're having. Because, again, you start comparing yourself, and you start being like, oh, well, you know, as bad as things are right now, they can't be this bad. But I think it's good to at least be aware that you are having problems, or that you are tired all the time. Because even though we can't do anything about it in that moment, you know, the fact that we are trying to do something about it, or at least that we know that it exists, you know, because, again, all of this is not just because of her sleep schedule. A lot of this tiredness comes from, you know, work and then just balancing her because she's not giving us a break at all. Like, mm-hmm. it's not any, you get downtime when you can, try to take advantage of her naps, but as she's gotten older, she takes a lot of cat naps, particularly when you are around. She sleeps a little bit longer for me, but I can't even brag on that anymore. The first few months, it was way better. But now, I'm lucky to get an hour.
Now she needs constant stimulation.
Yes, constantly. She's always moving. She wants to be up under us, but at the same time, she wants freedom. As you can hear, she's very vocal.
Yes, and very loud.
Very loud. So we went to this, we went for our anniversary dinner. I can't believe we was able to even do that at this Japanese restaurant. It was small, and she made sure everyone knew she was there.
And so, that she was enjoying the food.
Yeah, she let everyone know.
That's where we went wrong, trying to get her to vocalize how she feels sometimes. Now she's doing it too much.
Yeah. And I think it's a great example of how I think me and you both can realize. Like, I say it all the time with her height. I say it a lot of times with just development in general. We sent her to her grandmother's house the very first time we sent her over there. And it's like she came back very, very vocal. She was not as vocal before we got there. And, you know, they have dogs. They have all types of other stuff that's louder. That we was like, oh, that's probably why. But it also could just be that sometimes after a weekend has passed, that brain has, like, oh, you know, developed more, and here we go.
I want to get their attention. I can do this thing with my voice, and it's all new and exciting. Like, right now, she's playing with this giant exercise ball, standing up on her own pretty much, and just enjoying it. Like, children are weird.
Yeah, and I wrote down in my notes because I really feel like this is exactly how it is. It's very fulfilling. She has awesome moments all the time. You know, again, moments where you're just like, wow, she's so cute. Or, oh, my goodness, look at the teeth growing. Or you know, whatever it is, her movement, like you say, pretty much standing up on her own, other than, like, having a little bit of balance support at this point because she's around pretty much going to be 8 months next week, Tuesday. I believe. So, yeah. So it's coming up. So she's just growing every day, and I'm proud. But at the same time, it is draining, you know, all of it. You know, not it can be very miserable, especially like you said, just being tired all the time. You know, it's tough. You know how it is. I don't know. I think I came away with this with a whole new respect for not only my parents, but just parents in general. Because the fact that so many people get stuff done or have gotten stuff done for years and they were more tired than I have been or more tired than you or at least around the same amount, if you see what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. It's insane. But, yeah, I think I don't know if you got anything else you want to say about parenthood in general or can we go to the next thing?
We can move on. I don't think there's anything else I can add to being a parent and just the new development in life. Is different from being pregnant. Like, being pregnant, I had, like, you know, lapses in brain function and all types of stuff. But being a parent is just different.
Yeah, it's different, and it's always changing. Something's new all the time. Something's different all the time. And, yeah, it's also a mind break. It's a mind, I don't know how to describe it, but it can be really, really frustrating sometimes because you have all these irrational thoughts, or she's moving around so much now, so she's all right, I'm gonna lunge off this whatever high surface without any regard for what's going on with my body or what could possibly happen if I hit this floor.
Yeah, no, that does not exist in her life. She doesn't accept consequences. She doesn't feel like She just feels like she's invincible, and she doesn't understand that she's not. With that being said, we have a baby now. What does that mean for the podcast?
Yeah, I think, honestly, the main thing for me is that it definitely won't be what it used to be. It definitely won't be a podcast that's done as often as it may have once was. It definitely won't be the type of podcast that it was. Not wrestling related. Of course, I wanted to be wrestling, but it's just with everything being said, like I mentioned, edit points and just trying to do this the way I used to. Like I prided myself on getting this done, kind of having my own at home studio and the way things have been, and it's been tough. And the fact that we can even try to do this now, this is kind of a test run. If it's just rough and just tough to get through, and she can't stand to be without us enough time for me to record these, not only will that mean the podcast will have to not happen as much, but if it does happen, it will have to be kind of in the same vein as it was for those G1 New Japan shows when I kind of just had the, the good doctor, even though I know she don't want that nickname, but I'm calling her that anyway. She's not here to stop me. The good doctor or most to be exact, if she would just have to pull duty on and kind of do like she do when I'm recording for the other show that I'm on, on the Dubinar. So, I think that might be the best way at first, to kind of just, I specialize in particular at the one man shows, but I think I got better at it as we went on. It's making them entertaining. That's the challenge when I was doing those shows. It's just like making them entertaining. How can I keep it going? Can it not just be review, and then okay, bye guys? Because I didn't really know how to. You don't have much to play off, so maybe I have to work harder on topics. Maybe I need to plan out exactly what I want to say, as in take more notes and just, there's no never. Yeah, I used to be like this all the time.
Become a comedian.
Yeah, but not really joke wise. I just kind of mean it as in, just having more questions or just having more details to point out about a certain topic instead of just having a topic and then having my opinion. I need to have other places to go, even eventually doing kind of like a show that I really enjoy watching or listening to. He does it pretty much by himself. Even though now Bomani has been doing good, at least getting one guest on. And, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I need to crowdsource other people. Maybe I need to get James to come do some other wrestling topics with me every now and then, or other people to come around, or just, do it digitally, and do my version of it in a completely different way. I don't know, but the thing is, I feel like this show right here, the way if I could edit out a lot of the mumbo jumbo, because at the end of the day, it's unavoidable. She's at that stage. She's now grabbing everything, hitting everything, and it's just, and if you put her down, then you got a scream show. So how can I record when there's a scream show? I can't. So the future of this podcast is going to literally be on the shoulders of an 8-year-old. So you count, I said 8-year. Mom, see, look at me. I'm giving her way more credit than she deserves. An 8-month-old. So think about that. That probably guarantees that I'm probably going to be doing this alone for a while, or at least in a different way. You keep saying that, but you can't stop that. See, she agrees with me. And unless you guys are going to just be able to deal with baby babble. And I know some people like baby babble. Some people think that's cute, but that's not a part of a podcast. That's not what I'm going for right now. Maybe me and her could do something later when she's actually speaking, but no, not right now. And it's just, again, she's a complete hassle. She's throwing stuff. So it's tough, but we're going to tough it out for this show. And then, like I said, we will reevaluate. I can't even talk the way I usually talk because I'm just frazzled. I think a lot of that has to do with parenting and not doing this in a while. This is a lot harder than I gave it credit. I thought I could just pop up and the juices would get flowing. And yeah, but I definitely need to do this for my own sanity.
It's like a muscle. You have to work it over and over until it develops. And if you don't work it out, then it kind of, wastes away, and then you have to build it back up again.
Exactly. This feels kind of like, it feels like my, and this is going to make me feel really old, but like my very first podcast about 5, 6 years ago, and I was old, headphones that I didn't own. They were too tight for my head. I got a lot of good memories about that. But at the same time, that show probably was pretty rough. As a matter of fact, we never put it out, so I know it was rough. But, yeah, man, that's what this feels like, just getting back in the saddle. But, yeah, the future of this show, at the end of the day, the Mind of Monty podcast will be here, and it will be in different forms. But, like I said, even if it has to be solo, done at a different time, whatever the case may be, I would like to think we could get her to lay down, like in a crib, you know, but that the time limit of her being in there consistently long enough for us to record a show, because I talk too much, you're gonna have to give me some time on it.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. So we'll circle back.
We definitely will update you guys
and see how it goes.
And you guys would obviously notice if something obvious changes.
Yes. So next topic, wrestling media. Has you in a tizzy? You're upset about it?
Well, nice intro.
I think it's a good intro. This is a ranting session, so you get to talk about all the things that really stick in your craw.
Right. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. The wrestling media right now, you know, the Fightfuls, the WrestlePurists. And I have no problem with any of these. I understand. It's media. They're platforms. They're doing what they're supposed to do. I'm just saying, personally, for me, I probably should, you know, cancel or at least stop following some of the ones that I do. And I think even some of the ones I don't follow, even if you unfollow them, that's the way social media works now, I'm still going to see it because they know I like wrestler. I like wrestlers' posts, or I like this particular wrestling related thing, and now Sean Ross is here, and I follow Sean Ross, so I'm just using him as an example. But, you know, so like now these people here, and they're doing their job. Don't forget, they're doing their job. They're writing about things. But every week, oh well, this guy was backstage. This girl was planning to make a return soon, and this and that. And it's just, you know, the good old surprise. I feel like the casual nobody who watches wrestling, they are blessed right now. You know, I feel like that the person who was able to just watch a show and not have anything to do with the internet, or the person who is able to, even if they do have anything to do with the internet, I think, yeah, if they do have anything to do with the internet, they're not really checking for wrestling. You know what I mean? Those people, you guys probably are having the best experience as wrestlers, because, you know, and I say this right off the back of the many, many, and this time of year is always insane. You got wrestlers re-debuting other places or debuting other places when they were released from this company, that company. You have contract talks. So it's a very exciting time for wrestling, for the wrestling media, but it's also a very hectic time. You know, no one knows who's going to debut in the Royal Rumble. No one knows if this person is going to show up on Dynamite, or this or that. And I just feel like, honestly, if you don't know, just stop speculating. I understand that gives you great content, but it's just annoying. And the same thing could be said for, like, in particular, like Mercedes. Mercedes is supposed to be signing with, I think, rumored to be signing with AEW. That's what they believe. But, again, that's what they keep saying, expected. She's expected because WWE talks stopped. You know what I mean? They didn't have a clue about Punk. You know, different sources claim that those talks quieted down, and then Punk showed up at Survivor Series. So again, you know, you never really know, and I preferred not really believing anything. Like, for when it came to CM Punk, I didn't believe anything. Pleasantly surprised when he showed up. Same thing could be said for a lot of different things. So when you look at it this way, and you get into the wrestling media, and you just see that it just does not matter who it is, what the situation is, it's just a lot of speculation. Doesn't matter if they're coming from Japan. Is the Stardom wrestlers getting rumored going to AEW because their contract up? Every New Japan guy, new or not new's contract up right now.
Yeah, basically you want to go back to how it was when you were a child. I can't talk.
Yeah,
and all of this spoiler insider information wasn't readily accessible to you, basically.
Right. We were spoiled growing up in a lot of ways because of those type of things, just having that element of surprise. That thing is gone from pro wrestling. And I think the same thing can be said on the other side of that. You know what I mean? It's just in not only in wrestling media, but just in general. It's just a lot of things that's just done that don't happen anymore. And the things that we do get is just a lot of information that it's fine to have, but it can take away from the product. And I just don't really care because, like, but at the end of the day, it's also I'm spoiled because as a wrestling fan, we didn't have any of this information growing up, man. Like, it feels like a not to say this isn't a legitimate sport, but, yeah, man, this is legitimate sports stuff. Like, if whenever you in the off season of the NFL or the NBA or whatever, any of these their promotions too, but you know what I mean? In the off season of these seasons or in between when people's contract is up, you get a lot of talk. Yeah. Just like that. And I understand it. I think it kind of just shows you the growth of wrestling. But it's still something that takes away. I think it's different because they're not going to surprise you if this new player shows up on the Philadelphia Eagles next week. You know what I mean? It's just the decision may surprise you, but his debut is going to happen week one. Or, yeah. You know what I mean? We know when you're going to suit up, even if you do sign. But in wrestling, you can sign months from now and then pop up later and all of this type of stuff. It's just, I don't know. Like I said, it's a plus, but at the same time, it can be annoying.
And I agree. Like, you want to be involved to a certain extent. Like you said, if you bring up other sports and other industries, there's a debut season.
Yeah, we know exactly when it's happening.
We know when the opening day is. With wrestling, people can just pop up at a random house event, at a random live event.
And that's what makes wrestling great, but we don't.
But we don't get those
consistently get that anymore, yeah.
Or those secrets.
The surprise, yeah. I think that's what made the Punk things better to me was the fact that the talks quieted so no one knew.
Yeah, I agree. Like, the feel, the nostalgia is not always there anymore. And if we can – I've been distancing myself away from X anyway.
Yeah.
Just because it's a mess. Ever since they changed the name – it's been a mess. Yeah. I don't like it. I've been going on there less and less.
Instead of like, if I'm not live tweeting from the Mind of Monty Pod account or doing something with the Double R, I'm not using it, to be honest. I really not. But that's what I was trying to say. Like, even when you're not following them, like, if I tell them unfollow, now the algorithm is like, oh no, you like wrestling, so you're gonna watch this this post. From this wrestling promotion account. Or whatever account,
like there's somebody Humble Wrestling, I think.
Yeah.
They keep popping up. They just an influencer. I've never followed them.
Yeah, and that's just an influencer. I don't think that's a real.
That's not wrestling.
Like,
journalism.
Yeah, I don't think that's like a journalism place. But yeah, that's where we are now, though.
Just people who are personalities hopping up, and they can see. Or you can see everything that they post, even if you're not the target demographic, just because you like a keyword.
Yeah, or you just like a wrestler's post, or you follow the wrestler. Now all of these.
Any wrestler,
exactly.
Okay. On to some worse news, I guess. Just as a whole, body shaming has gotten out of control.
Yeah. It's just funny to me in the wrestling community because if you've ever been a fan at one of these shows, you see how people look. Most of your fans is not prizes.
Oh, no.
Most of your fans are just, you know, regular-looking people. And I get it. Growing up, we were all sold this dream that pro wrestlers, that's what they had to – they all had to look like these fantasy men and women. And I get it, you know, in a certain era, that is exactly – what it was, but, you know, let's be honest with, like, honestly, at the end of the day, if you think Adam Cole is too small, something's wrong with you. It doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter. He's an awesome wrestler. If you think, you know, I can insert any name here. You think this woman is huge or whatever. Who cares what you think at the end of the day? Are they doing their job well? Can they work? You know what I mean? The amount of abuse, you know, to see that AEW has to hide comments from a new debuting star from Deonna Purrazzo to see, or did I even say that right? I think I did. I think that's close. That's as close as I'm getting. The virtuosa, Deanna Purrazzo. I'm right. Deanna Purrazzo has to be right. But anyway, yeah. The point is, the fact that she was getting that much abuse that they felt like they needed to hide comments, and of course, she's still seen them, because, so, like, when you hide posts, you basically... showing people forward, at this yeah. point. Yeah, it doesn't, because people are just going to click and see, oh, what did they hide? Right. But yeah, man, the fact that a lot of those men who were talking about her and calling her overweight claim to be fathers of little girls, like, come on, man, it's just, it annoys the hell out of me, because I can only imagine the type of abuse those poor little girls are going to grow up taking or already take, you know, just because you feel like, And if you're a hypocrite and you feel like you treat your daughter differently, then why not understand that Deanna's someone's daughter, or insert name here is someone's daughter or son? So it's stupid. It's stupid. It's really, really stupid. Some people are just bad people, so they have a problem with Nyla Rose wrestling or just existing, I guess. So, you know, I try not to entertain those idiots, but they are included because they also body shame. And then you just, again, it's crazy to me that's where we live in. And then you click on these profiles, and some of these men are, yeah, like all I right. said, they're going to make you body shame them back.
Yeah.
Or make you shame them back. I don't want to call them monstrosities, because I felt like, well, how am I any better than him? But you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's just, come on, man. Like, if you're going to talk like that, at least, you know,
Be a protein shake chugging right. bodybuilder.
At least be that. I mean, I still call you a douche, and you still, you know, you still not a good person. You still an asshole. But come on, man. If you see what I'm trying to say, like, it's always and that's usually what it is. I read a lot of people who made the same point. It's usually people who look like they're not wanted much at all making comments about other people.
I agree, and it's a lot of projection. I don't want to psychoanalyze weirdos. Mm-hmm. But if someone's body is not pleasing or unpleasant to you, you don't have to look at them. You don't have to say anything. You could be a normal person and just move on with your life like everybody else.
And we're not in that era of wrestling that a lot of you weirdos grew up in where, you know, how a woman looked matter. You know what I mean? Like, back when we were growing up, Trish Stratus, some of these people who were, you know, known as beautiful and gorgeous, of course, they were pushed to the top of the card, and we all knew why. But that was a different era. It was wrong men, because they weren't really hiring wrestlers. No discredit to anyone who was on the card and doing their job. But you know what I mean. It's like, at the end of the day, that era is gone. So we need women of many different shapes, sizes, looks, styles. We need that, the same way you have men of different look, shape, size, style. Like, I mean, I'm serious. Now, to be honest, like I said, I want to apply it to wrestling in general, because over the years, Kevin Owens, I've heard get talked about.
Ellsworth got talked about
for his horrible physique that people would, or that's what they would say, you know, all types of stuff. It's different versions of it. It doesn't matter. When Dominic, before he kind of got a little skinnier, you know, they talk about him being chubby.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. It don't matter who you are. They will come after you for different reasons, man. So at the end of the day, you know, it's just a problem in general with those human beings. So I'm not trying to say that the wrestling or wrestling fans have a problem, because I know it's not everyone, but to those fans who are spending their time doing that, especially when all of these people you're talking about, come on, man. I want to see you get in the ring.
Yes.
We'll see you take a bump. Let's see how in shape some of you guys are. Yeah. Even the ones that's in the gym. Even the ones that's the protein shake, you know, the people that you're talking about. Let's see you carry a match for 20 minutes.
Again, at the end of the day, like, what I decide to do if I eat a cheeseburger, what a wrestler decides to do if they want to, because you get it on both sides. You get them whether they're, especially if they're a woman, whether they're really, really in shape and their physique is beautiful and they have, like, the envious or the back muscles that I envy and I want.
Yeah.
Or if they're on the smaller side, because plenty of people were calling Coral Jade too thin at one point.
That's a good point. Like, Riho gets called too childlike. Or Jade, you got Jade Cargill and Bianca too muscular. Or Jordynne Grace too, You know what I mean? You're too bad, like, okay, so you got a problem with that. You got a problem with that. You got a problem if they're chubby. You got a problem if they're, come on, man. So at the end of the day, L for you, because it ain't no pleasing you.
Exactly. And again, we shouldn't, I don't think we should strive to please these people.
Nope. Please yourself. Please.
In a similar vein, how if we have an opinion on something and we say we don't like someone, that does not require the internet to go into a flurry of hateful, disrespectful comments or like caping for, oh, that's a word. Would we still use caping?
Yeah,
caping,
that's exactly what was wrestlers. Going on. That's exactly what was going on yesterday. Man, I'm not even going to give old dude press because he has, not only has a big bigger platform than this, he does stuff like this all the time. This is like what he does to kind of just, and not so much as far as when it comes to this particular subject, but just in general, he says unfathomable, dumb stuff about wrestling, and some people eat it up and like, oh yeah, I love this guy, and whoop whoop whoop, and other people realize it for what it is. It's just he need them clicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he need them clicks. You know what I'm saying?
In the past too, like people being really polarizing.
Yeah.
Not because they like hot takes that's not really hot.
Right.
That's what gets the views, that's what gets the clicks these days.
And I'm cool with that if that's who you truly are. Like the thing is about Skip Bayless, at the end of the day, as annoying as all of his takes usually are and how wrong he is usually is, he truly seems to be an old man who believes what he be saying. Yes, is he completely biased and delusional most of the time? Yes, but at least he don't back down. He don't, it's not, you know what I mean? Sometimes you look at him like, okay, you got to be just doing this because that's what's making you money.
Mm-hmm.
But no, man, you don't get any tales from him that that's how he feel. He truly seems to believe it. And that's fine. You can argue with that guy. Who you can't argue with is these people who you know this is not who they are. You know they'll never say this to your face, but they'll scream in defense of Hulk Hogan's comments, or that, and you know, be and like I said, I'm 100% fine with you. If you want Cody to beat Roman, that makes sense. If you don't want Roman to make the beat the streak or beat Hogan's streak because you think this reign has gotten boring, he's had it for too long, you know, they should have been pulled the trigger, whatever you feel like. If that's truly how you feel, then so be it. I'm not going to argue with you. But if you're going to tell anyone, and you're going to blame cancel culture for why Hulk Hogan streak is possibly going to get taken away, or you're just going to go on this rant and say you don't even know, he didn't even do anything wrong, or whatever, all the dumb stuff that was said in that clip that was circling the internet, which, by the way, you do a great job of stance. Please stay away from X, because that's where this topic came from. But it wasn't even him. Because, again, I know what that is. It's the people in the comments. Or it's the people talking to other black creators and writers and stuff like that and telling them how they should feel. And telling them that, you know, you're still letting, I can't believe you're doing this because of this or that. Or I can't believe, well, if you feel that way, why don't you cancel this guy? Why don't you stop supporting this guy or that guy or this girl or whatever?
I love how people find a way to tell black people how enraged they should be and how they should feel about stuff, but not listen when we try to explain what's going on.
Right. 100%. And it's just like, because he just said the N-word, where this person said, well, no, if you read the whole comment, Hogan didn't just say the N-word. But first of all, he said the N-word multiple times. Second of all, he said he'd be fine if his daughter was dating an 8-foot-tall N-word. Yeah, that's a millionaire. He'll be fine with that. And then he was like, I guess we all a little bit racist. And then he said F and N word again. Like, come on, brother. Like, yeah, I said it, brother. Come on, man. Like, at the end of the day, if I'm gonna hold a grudge to the rest of my for the rest of my life against him, I can't.
Yeah.
And it's not. And I don't know. And no one's saying you have to not support Hogan. You can love him. You can still be the real American. You can. But every time he come out, that watch was gonna have, it's gonna be a 6 or 8 hour, and just gonna boo.
Exactly.
Every time you talk about celebrating Hulk Hogan, gonna be a section of WWE audience who don't give a damn.
And
I feel like we got it right.
Back to the original topic, what year did he hold this record that Roman is gonna break?
It was
The '70s, the '80s.
The '80s.
All right, it's going on 40 years.
That's another great point.
Like, let this go. He had his time in the sun.
Yeah, man, it is what it is. So if the streak was to get break, I don't understand why they're caping so hard for that. That's what I don't get. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, like, it's not even about the streak. That's just wrestling. That is what it is. That's just the amount of days that someone held the world title. It's not even important to me. But you telling me who I can support and who I can like and who I'm not supposed to like? Oh, no, 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 no. You can't tell anyone that.
No.
You know what I mean?
That's again, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. I can hate or love whomever it is regardless. And that's okay because that's my opinion. It does not affect you whatsoever.
At all. And that's what I'm saying. My opinion of how I feel about someone should not affect your day at all. Should not affect your night at all. And also, at the end of the day, racist or whatever you want to say. You want to say he's not racist? Cool. Whatever floats your boat. At the end of the day, it's a lot of people who I may perceive, other people like me may perceive. It's a lot of people who know, if you look, do your research, you can tell or know that they are racist, and they got statues, they got streets named after them, they got schools named after them, they got all types of stuff. And that's fine. Y'all can have it. But just know, when I hear insert racist man name here, I'm going to say, elf him and move on about my day.
Exactly.
Just like I expect you to be like, oh, I love him. Oh, he said elf him. Okay, it is what it is. And move on about your day.
Right. Nobody's out here. We all know Christopher Columbus was garbage. But come nobody's on. Out here saying, oh, man, Christopher Columbus really is got a bad rep going on. They either say, man, he discovered America, quote unquote, quote, or he is a genocidal maniac. And that's just what it is. You move on. You're on one or the other.
Yeah, man. At the end of the day, the video was the video. We know what he said. And you can't take it back. Can't change. At the end of the day, I don't care what he do. He saved now. Good for Hogan. If he don't, he never treated another black person like that again after that. Good for Hogan. I don't care. It's not my fault. And this is someone who the very first wrestler I remember discovering was the tan man flexing in the ring. I thought he was black. That just show you. Think about that. When I very first seen him on WCW, NWO Revenge, the Nintendo 64 video game, and I used to do the flex in the ring with him, I thought that was a brother.
Yeah.
When he was Hollywood Hogan. That's how tan he was. And look at that. Now, again, you can take that and you can internalize and be like, oh, wait, but see, look at that. You loved Hogan, and now you hate him because of this and that, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it really, honestly, it's not about that. Honestly, I can go down a list of reasons. We can do a whole entire podcast of reasons to not entertain Hulk Hogan. But I don't waste my time with it. You love him, you love him. You don't, you don't. I'm one of the people who just don't. And I don't have to defend it. And just like you shouldn't have to get on the internet and feel like you need to defend. I think that's how you know you're wrong. When you have to, when you're going on strangers' accounts and stuff like that, and you're defending your opinion on something. That's how you know you're wrong.
Right. You can just state your opinion and move on.
Feel how you feel, man. Stand on business.
Agreed. Last topic of the day.
I thought that was the last
one. Oh, well, we can make it the last one. That's fine with me.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, that is the last topic of the day. And I just want to leave you guys with something. I am not unaware. It is the new year. I left this show on a G1 note. The greatest of all time, Tetsuya Naito, did win the G1 climax. So I'm going to do it. I was going to wait and do this on the other show, but no, I'm going to do it on my own show. And I might screw it up. But I'm not going to try to do it like him because I'm nowhere near as good as him. So let's just hope I say the faction name right. Anyway, for my boy winning the title and having Sonata save his butt in a very special LIJ moment for me, one of the biggest LIJ fans in the world, for Bushi, Hiromu, Takagi, Titan, Yota, E, Naito, Nosotros, Los Ingobernable De Ha Pong. Hey, I did good on my first try. I thought I was gonna screw it up. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. If that was too much for you, not sorry. Thank you for real, though. You stayed all the way to the end of the show. It's been the first show in a while. We had some baby hiccups at the beginning, but we kind of got strong there towards the end. If this show is the judge for the future of the show, I think we can do this. But you're just going to have to bear with me, and I'm going to have to see if I can edit my ass off. Anyway, thank you guys for checking us out. Do you have anything to say on the way out? Good doctor. I'm going to keep putting this over. The good doctor got canceled, by the way.
I know. That's why I'm telling you to stop calling me this. That is copyrighted.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. It can't be. It's done now. It's a television show. Nobody making nothing off that.
What? They got reruns.
Trust me. We got, okay. Well, Dr. K-pop
forgot the Korean word for goodbye. So I have nothing.
Oh, Seregi.
That's trash.
I know. I'm telling you. That's what I'm calling you. I'm calling you trash. Seregi.
Bro, Swiggy. You general Seregi. Now Swiggy. Leave me alone.
Well, you ain't guys are strapping.
Oh, God.
We have to explain that on another podcast. Because I'm going to find the clip and I'm going to want somebody to send me a message and tell me what Cat Williams was saying. I'm going to go look it up. But anyway, see, that's how long it's been that Cat Williams is probably the most relevant name in podcast. So I'm going to say his name a couple more times so we can get some clicks. Cat Williams.
Are you done?
Adios.